Because the 12-nation Olympic football tournament is long, play is starting ahead of the opening ceremonies. The first games are being played in Qinhuangdao, Shenyang, and Tianjin. The four top teams from last year's Women's World Cup, which was held in China, are considered the favorites in this tournament. World Cup champion Germany plays Brazil in a rematch of last year's final. The United States opens against Norway in a rematch of the bronze medal game won by the Americans. But a broken leg is keeping prolific U.S. scorer Abby Wambach out of the Olympics. Veteran teammate Heather O'Reilly says the U.S. women have the versatility to compensate for Wambach's absence.
We've had a lot of changing starting lineups, and goals are coming from a ton of different places and a ton of different people. And that can, you know, not be anything but positive for a group.
The Americans are led by Swedish-born coach Pia Sundhage, who was an assistant with the Chinese national team at last year's Women's World Cup. Concern about polluted air in China has been a major topic ahead of the Olympics. But Sundhage says the conditions have to be considered a part of the game.
The two teams, they have the same air to breathe. So you have to deal with that. And that might be a certain thing for when you coach, depending on the first game, the second game, how tired players are and so on. And it is a problem. But again, we have to deal with that. The same condition for both teams.
Host China is also in action against Sweden. Other nations in the Olympic women's football tournament are Argentina, Canada, North Korea, Nigeria, Japan, and New Zealand. The tournament will wrap up with the bronze and gold medal games on Thursday, August 21st at Workers' Stadium in Beijing. The men's tournament begins on Thursday. At the 29th Olympiad in China, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.